There ain't nothing that's going to steal my joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. This morning, I want us to think about what kind of noise we are making as followers of Jesus Christ. What is the noise that the world hears from us? We know what the noise of the world is, don't we? The noise of the world is a noise of fear, a noise of distrust, a noise of vanity, a noise of conquering. It's a noise that kind of deafens the noise of joy. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, we can either move into that worldly noise and be the ones who are fearful, be the ones who are angry, be the ones who are stubborn, the ones who wish control, the ones who even are contentious with one another. And then all the world hears is the clamor of voices trying to be heard. And none of it has a very pleasant sound. It'd be like the piano out of tune. It would be like my guitar used to always sound when I played it. It was not a very joyful noise, I can tell you that. But the cacophony of the world can be silenced with the sound of joy that can come from our hearts. That if we as followers of Jesus Christ begin to move into the making of a joyful noise, joy comes out of faith. If we are fearful, do we have faith? If we are anxious, do we have faith? If we are angry, do we have faith that God will solve the problems that God claims God will solve? What we can have is faith. And out of that faith that is deep and in the midst of us, down to our toes, it's a faith that brings the joy up as our heart beats and the blood begins to flow and the melody of salvation begins to move through our system so that we proclaim the message of love that we just heard about in 1 John. Because Christ came because God loves us. Because God loves us enough to die for us. That God loves us enough to rise for us. That God loves us enough to send the Holy Spirit upon us so that we do not have to make the world's noise. We do not have to walk in fear. We do not have to walk in anger. We do not have to walk in that sense that somehow we've been abandoned. We get to walk with the Lord. And if we're walking with the Lord, our steps should be a little lighter. It might even have a bounce. We might even break out into a Snoopy dance here and there. The psalmist is reminding us that what the world's to do is to praise the Lord. Our lives are a life of praise. The only noise that we make isn't the noise of our lips. It's also the noise of our hands and of our feet. What are our hands doing that proclaim joy? What is the work that we are doing that people can see God's love in the midst of that work, that they can see through what we do in the community, what we do at our jobs, what we do wherever we are encountered, is a work that seems to just come out of the sense of joy and love that resides with us because we believe that God came in a baby's body and rose into manhood and walked the earth and brought healing to the point that he died on the cross so that he could rise again and show us that the victory is in Jesus. And so we're not to sing victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. We're to sing it as if we believe it. There's a victory in Jesus, my Savior, for I love that chorus. I want to break out in a dance every time we sing it. Because the victory is real. Because the joy is real. There ain't nobody gonna steal my joy. Because nobody is greater than Jesus Christ, who came so that we can have life and have it abundantly. That's the message we are to proclaim. And it's a message that is contagious. Don't you, just like the kid said, when you get bubbles, don't you get excited and you just want to play with them too? I know you did. I know you wanted to come up here and pop bubbles. Joy is contagious, but so is fear. So is doubt. So the world is spreading, is making a whole lot of noise right now. And they don't need to hear from the body of Christ a noise of judgment, a noise of contention, a noise of fear, a noise of anger. What they need to hear from the body of Christ is the noise of joy. Make a joyful noise. Whether we do it with our lips, whether we sing it in the choir, whether we dance it in the streets, whether we work it with our hands, whether we walk it with our feet, and you walked it with your feet a couple of weeks ago. We're up to $2,630 for Alzheimer's right now. Is that right, Judy? She's shaking her head, yes. We walked it in the streets because nothing is going to steal our joy. The Psalms are a place to remind us of what we're supposed to do. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Think about what the Lord has done for you. I asked them at 8:30 this morning, I said, where would you be if Jesus hadn't come into your life right now? Where would you be? Isn't that something to be joyful about? That he came? That you receive salvation because God loved you? That's enough to dance about. That's enough to shout about. That's enough to move about. That's enough to raise your hands and say hallelujah about. There's nothing going to steal our joy. And what we need to do is remember that the song might not be the same. It might be an old song. It might be a new song. It might be a song we can't quite get the lyrics of. It might be a song that some man by the name of Bach wrote, you know, that ode to joy that we never quite get where we're supposed to pause and where we're not supposed to pause. But it's an ode to joy. God wants a joyful people. And it says in the psalm, if you heard it all the way to the end, it says, for God is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. We don't have to worry. We don't have to do any judging because God's got that peace. All we got to do is be faithful enough to proclaim the message of salvation with the joy it should be proclaimed with. We don't need to beat a sinner on the head that he's a sinner because guess what? She knows it. I knew what I was doing. But we do need to hold them closely and say, but you are a beloved child of God. God loves you and wants you in his life. So come to the altar. Come to the table, because this is a place where you are welcomed, where you are loved, where you will be held in the palm of God's hand. And God will say, "With you are my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Welcome home."